Hello, and welcome again to the Slider Insider, a sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean. I am your host. Let's get into episode number 17 for June 1st, 2023. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. This past week was a fantastic week for racing. Didn't really see any signs of any cancellations, rainouts, anything of that nature. And was able to get a lot of racing action in. I was able to attend multiple races myself over the weekend. And yeah, pretty good week overall for racing. So with that, we'll go ahead and jump right into results from this past week. On May 26th, World of Outlaws kicked things off at Atomic Speedway in Waverly, Ohio. They had 35 cars for the main event, or for the event, rather. David Gravel went quick time in 11.236 seconds. Heat race winners for the event were Donnie Schatz, David Gravel, James McFadden, and Carson Macedo. One item of note from the heat races, Sheldon Hodenshield was running towards the front of his heat race. Whenever he blew a tire late in that heat race coming to the checkers, unfortunately he was not able to transfer from that heat race and had to go through the B main. Sheldon did transfer through the B main and was able to start the feature. For the main event, we had Brad Sweet and Kyle Larson on the front row. A couple items of note from the feature, we had a couple incidents. Jake Heston and Cole Macedo got together in the top of turn two, getting upside down there. And then Bill Rose, admittedly make a mistake and got into the wall in turns three and four, getting upside down there as well. Aside from that, it was pretty much all Brad Sweet. He would go on the win with Kyle Larson finishing in second, Carson Macedo in third, David Gravel in fourth, and Skylar G in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Skylar G going plus 14, 19th to fifth. Next night, the World of Outlaws are back at the Atomic Speedway for night two. Had 30 cars for the event that night. Quick time went to Carson Macedo at 11.433 seconds. Heat race winners were Carson Macedo, Buddy Kofoid, and David Gravel. Donnie Schatz and Carson Macedo would line up on the front row for the main event. There was a lot of battle going on throughout the event for the top spot. Macedo, Schatz, Gravel, and Hodenshield would all trade positions for the top spots there. Had some good racing action there, continued between Schatz and Macedo with some good side-by-side racing action for several laps. Before Macedo was able to pull away, Carson Macedo would go on to pick up the win with David Gravel in second, Donnie Schatz in third, Sheldon Hodenshield in fourth, and Gio Selzy riding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Cole Duncan going plus 7, 17th to 10th. Next for the World of Outlaws, they're at Lawrenceburg Speedway on May 29th for Memorial Day. Carson Macedo would go quick time that night at 12.097 seconds. Heat race winners include Donnie Schatz, Buddy Kofoid, and Rico Abreu. For the main event, had James McFadden and Carson Macedo line up on the front row. Had some good racing action during the main event. A lot of sliders going on throughout the majority of that race. Did have a couple incidents during the race. Cole Macedo and Bill Rose got together going down the backstretch. Logan Schuhart getting collected in that as well. A little bit of controversy. Bill Rose getting a little upset at Cole Macedo for his alleged moves going down the backstretch that allegedly caused the accident. Logan Schuhart was able to make repairs to his car and rejoin the field, but Cole Macedo and Bill Rose... pretty well done for the night after the incident there and the damage sustained to both cars from that. Spencer Basin also got into the wall in turns 3 and 4, sliding up to the cushion, hopped over, got into the wall, pulling the nose of the car in, and getting upside down there, bringing out the red as well. Aside from those two incidents, race went pretty clear after those. James McFadden would go on to pick up the win. Carson Macedo coming in second. Rico Aber in third. Gio Selzy in fourth. Buddy Kofoid in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Sheldon Hodenshield going plus 13, 19th to 6th. So exciting weekend for the World of Outlaws. Again, I was fortunate enough to attend all three events. Good weekend of racing, and good to see both of those tracks with good turnouts, both cars and the crowds. After the weekend, Brad Sweet still sitting atop the point standings, but is currently now tied with Carson Macedo at 3,344 points. Behind them is David Gravel in third at just 8 points behind. Logan Schuhart in fourth at 148 points behind. And then we have a tie for fifth between Donnie Schatz and Sheldon Hodenshield at 174 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the All-Stars at Bridgeport Speedway on May 25th. At 27 cars for the event, quick time went to Zeb Wise at 12.541 seconds. Tyler Courtney, Hunter Schoenberg, and Kyle Reinhart, all heat race winners there. For the main event, had Freddie Raymer and Tyler Courtney line up on the front row. Tyler Courtney would go on to pick up the win. Kyle Reinhart in second. Anthony Macri in third. Hunter Schoenberg in fourth. And Corey Lyson round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Justin Whittle going plus 8, 17th to 9th. Next night, the All-Stars were at Williams Grove Speedway for the Doug Esch Tribute Race. They had 34 cars for the event. Quick time went to Dylan Norris at 16.99 seconds. Heat race winners include Devin Borden, Kyle Moody, Tim Schaefer, Lance DeWeese. For the main event, had Chase Dietz and Devin Borden line up on the front row. Lance DeWeese would go on to pick up the win, with Danny Dietrich in second, Anthony Macri in third, Kyle Moody in fourth, and Dylan Norris in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Brent Marks going plus 12, 22nd to 10th. After the event, the current point standings for Williams Grove Speedway, Danny Dietrich in first, Freddie Raymer in second at 30 points behind. Lance DeWeese in third at 155 points behind. Devin Borden in fourth at 315 points behind. Kyle Moody in fifth at 350 points behind. Next night, the All-Stars were at Port Royal Speedway for night one of the Bob Weikert Memorial Race. They had 40 cars for the event. Quick time went to Devin Borden at 16.94 seconds. Heat race winners include Gerard McIntyre, Logan Wagner, Anthony Macri, and Blaine Heimbach. Main event saw Mike Wagner and Justin Whittle on the front row. Anthony Macri would go on to pick up the win, with Mike Wagner in second, Brent Marks in third, Lance DeWeese in fourth, and Logan Wagner in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Lance DeWeese going plus 12, 16th to 4th. Next night, the All-Stars returned on May 28th for night 2 of the Bob Weikert Memorial. Had 40 cars for the event, paying $29,000 to win. Quick time went to Danny Dietrich at 16.219 seconds. Heat race winners include Tyler Courtney, Hunter Schoenberg, and Zeb Wise, and Ryan Smith. For the main event, had Lance DeWeese and Devin Borden on the front row. Lance DeWeese would go on to pick up the win, with Anthony Macri in second, Mike Wagner in third, Danny Dietrich in fourth, and Devin Borden round out the top five. Blaine Heimbach would go hard charger plus 11, 26 to 15. After the event, the Port Royal point standings is currently Devin Borden in first, Jeff Halligan in second at 90 points behind, Mike Wagner in third at 105 points behind, Dylan Cisney in fourth at 160 points behind, and Gerard McIntyre in fifth at 220 points behind the lead. For the All-Star Circuit of Champions, their points after the long weekend, Tyler Courtney in first, Chris Windham in second at 92 points behind, Hunter Schoenberg in third at 102 points behind, Tim Schaefer in fourth at 108 points behind, and J.J. Hickel currently fifth in points at 168 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series at Wilmot Speedway in Wilmot, Wisconsin on May 27th. At 34 cars for the event, Bill Balog would go quick time at 12.873 seconds. Heat race winners include Josh Schneiderman, Brenham Crouch, Blake Nimmy, and Russell Borland. For the main event, we have Blake Nimmy and Bill Balog on the front row. Blake Nimmy would go on to pick up the win. Bill Balog in second, Jordan Goldsberry in third, Brenham Crouch in fourth, and Russell Borland in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Bill Balog going plus five, seventh to second. Next night, the IRA Bumper the Bumper Series was at 141 Speedway in Mirabel, Wisconsin for the Hop Farms Bowring Showdown. It had 26 cars for the event. Quick time went to Mike Reinke at 11.081 seconds. Heat race winners include Bill Balog, Kyle Schuett, and Travis Aarons. Blake Nimmy and Jordan Goldsberry would line up on the front row for the main event. Jordan Goldsberry, I just cannot say his name, Jordan Goldsberry, was going to win the event with Bill Balog in second, Blake Nimmy in third, Brenham Crouch in fourth, and Travis Aarons in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Danny Schlaffer at plus eight, 19th through 11th. So after the two night of racing there for the IRA sprints, their current point standings, Jordan Goldsberry in first, Brenham Crouch in second at 53 points behind, Blake Nimmy in third at 87 points behind, Russell Borland in fourth at 124 points behind, and Scotty Neitzel in fifth at 135 points behind the lead. Moving on to weekly race in action for 410 wing sprints. Attica Raceway Park was in action on May 26th. It had 23 cars for the event. Quick time went to Trey Jacobs at 12.971 seconds. Heat race winners include Jordan Ryan, Stuart Brubaker, Chris Andrews. Jordan Ryan and Bryce Lucius would line up on the front row for the main event. Travis Filer would go on to pick up the win. Jordan Ryan in second, Cap Henry in third, and Stuart Brubaker in fourth, and Bryce Lucius in fifth. Zeth Sabo would go hard charger, plus eight, 15th, seventh. Next night we had Fremont Speedway in action on May 27th. At 22 cars for the event, Stuart Brubaker would go quick time at 12.988 seconds. Heat race winners include Travis Filo, TJ Michael, Casey Jedrzejczyk. Front row was Cap Henry and Casey Jedrzejczyk. For the main event, Cap Henry went home to take the win. Travis Filo in second, Cole Macedo in third, Seth Sabo in fourth, and Casey Jedrzejczyk in fifth. Moving on, we have Wayne County Speedway in action on May 27th as well. At 20 cars for the event, Tyler Street will go quick time at 14.564 seconds. Heat race winners include Ricky Peterson, Leighton Wagner, and Danny Mumo. Leighton Wagner and Danny Mumo would line up on the front row for the main event. Tyler Gunn would go on to pick up the win with Henry Malkett in second, Jordan Ryan in third, Trey Jacobs in fourth, Brian Knuckles in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Brian Knuckles, going plus six, 11th to fifth. Next, we had Lincoln Speedway in action on May 27th. That for the Bob Levy Memorial. Heat race winners for the night included Glendon Forsyth, Dylan Norris, and Tim Wagaman. Freddie Raymer would go on to pick up the win, with Dylan Norris in second, Aaron Bollinger in third, Brandon Raymer in fourth, Cameron Smith in fifth. Next up, we had Lernerville Speedway in action on May 26th. We had 14 cars for the event. Heat race winners included Darren Gallagher and AJ Flick. AJ Flick would go on to pick up the win. Darren Gallagher in second, Carl Bowser in third, Dale Blaney in fourth, Jack Sodeman Jr. round out the top five. Hard charger was AJ Flick, going plus four, fifth to first. Following the event, the point standings for Lernerville is A.J. Flick in first, Darren Gallagher in second, 26 points behind, Danny Kerger in fourth, and third rather, at 38 points behind. Fourth is Carl Bowser at 40 points behind, and fifth, Dale Blaney at 50 points behind the lead. Next up, we had Knoxville. They were in action on May 27th. Had 30 cars for the event. Quick time went to Aaron Reitzel, 16.602 seconds. Heat race winners include Linton Jeffrey, Sawyer Phillips, Lachlan McHugh. For the main event, we had Kerry Mattson go on to pick up the win. Chase Randall in second. Aaron Reitzel in third. Brian Brown in fourth, and Tasker Phillips in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Ian Mattson, going plus eight, 16th to eighth. Following the event, current point standings at Knoxville is Kerry Mattson in first, Austin McCarl in second at 112 points behind, Davey Heskin in third at 140 points behind, Aaron Reitzel in fourth at 141 points behind, and Tasker Phillips in fifth at 173 points behind the lead. Next up, we had 410s in action at Houston Speedway for a two-night event. First night being May 28th. Had 35 cars for the event. Brian Timms would go quick time at 10.782 seconds. Heat race winners include Justin Henderson, Tim Kading, Dusty Zomer, and Casey Kane. Christopher Thram would go... Christopher Thuram and Casey Kane on the front row for the main event. Casey Kane would go on to pick up the win with Brooke Tatnall in second, Tim Kading in third, Matt Jewell in fourth, Kerry Mattson in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Mark Dobmeier, going plus 12, 19th to 7th. Next night, they were back in action at Houston's on May 29th. Had 32 cars for the event that night. Thurton Jennington going quick time at 10.83 seconds. Heat race winners include Tyler Drewke, Casey Kane, Austin McCarl, and Dusty Zomer. Tyler Drewke and Jade Hastings would line up on the front row for the main event. Garrett Williamson would go on to pick up the win. Carson McCarl in second, Casey Kane in third, Chase Randall in fourth, and Austin McCarl round out the top five. Chris Martin would go a hard charger at plus 10, 24th to 14th. So following the two nights, Garrett Williamson currently leading the points at Houston's. Brooke Tatnall in second at 7 points behind. Matt Jewell tied at 7 points behind. Chase Randall then at fourth at 21 points behind. And Mark Dobmeier in fifth at 25 points behind the lead. Next up, we had Silver Dollar Speedway in action on May 28th. Heat race winners include Willie Croft, Shane Golubic and Andy Forsberg. Shane Golubic would go on to pick up the win with Willie Croft in second, Joey Ancona in third, Andy Forsberg in fourth, Joel Myers in fifth. Hard charger for the night was John Clark going plus 10, 18th to 8th. Next, we had Tri-City Raceway in Pennsylvania on May 28th. AJ Flick would go on to pick up the win that night with Jeremy Weaver in second, Brandon Spitheller in third, Jack Sonneman Jr. in fourth, Darren Gallagher in fifth. One more series race for the 410s. We had that happen last night as of the day of this recording on May 31st. It was the High Limit Series at Tri-City Speedway in Granite City, Illinois. Rico Abreu got a quick time at 11.94 seconds. Key race winners include Rico Abreu, Anthony Macri, Brian Brown, and Austin McCarl. Parker Price Miller and Brent Marks would line up on the front row for the main event. Had several cars get upside down. Kofoid and Courtney both got together early in that one, getting upside down. Rico would take over the lead from Parker Price Miller a short time later. Parker Price Miller then got tied on the cushion through 3 and 4 upside down there. Kyle Larson will ultimately get by Rico and go on to take home the win. Aaron Wrights will get upside down on the closing lap of that one. So again, Kyle Larson going on to pick up the win for a second in a row for the High Limit Series. Rico Abreu coming in second, Corey Eliason in third, Anthony Macri in fourth, and Sam Haperteef Jr. in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Zeb Wise going plus 11, 17th to 6th. So after the events, current point standings for the High Limit Racing Series. Kyle Larson currently in first, Anthony Macri in second, 37 points behind, Rico Abreu in third at 44 points behind, Brian Brown in fourth at 51 points behind, and Justin Sanders in fifth at 57 points behind the lead. Moving on to the 360 series action with the NRA Sprint Invaders together with the Great Lakes Super Sprints on May 26th at Lamaland Motorsports Park in Ohio. 27 cars for the event. Kyle Sauter went quick time at 11.597 seconds. Heat race winners include Max Stambaugh, Phil Gressman, and Jared Horseman. Phil Gressman and Dan McCarron would line up on the front row for the main event. Luke Griffith would go on to pick up the win. Dan McCarron coming in second. Randy Hannigan in third. Devin Dobie in fourth. Max Stambaugh in fifth. Darren Knight would go hard charger plus 10, 20th to 10th. Next night, we had the Great Lakes Super Sprints in action, moving up to Crystal Motor Speedway in Michigan on May 27th. Quick time was Phil Gressman at 12.956 seconds. Heat race winners include Boston Meed, Ryan Rule, and Brad Lamberson. Boston Meed and Brad Lamberson would line up on the front row for the main event. Brad Lamberson would go on to pick up the win. Boston Meade in second, Phil Gressman in third, Max Stambaugh in fourth, Dustin Daggett in fifth. Max Stambaugh would go hard charger, plus 5, 9th to 4th. Next night, the NRA Sprints were back in action on May 28th, alongside the Great Lakes Super Sprints at Waynesfield Raceway Park in Ohio. 30 cars for the event. Quick time went to Devin Dobie at 10.963 seconds. Few race winners included Tyler Rankin, Brayton Phillips, Mike Keegan, and Ricky Peterson. For the main event, Randy Hannigan and Tyler Rankin started on the front row. Randy Hannigan would go on to pick up the win. Mike Keegan in second, Max Stambaugh in third, Phil Gressman in fourth, Luke Griffith in fifth. Hard charger was Luke Griffith, going plus 6, 11th to 5th. So the current point standings between the NRA Sprints and the Great Lakes Super Sprints. NRA Sprints, current point standings, we have Luke Griffith in first, Phil Gressman in second at 22 points behind, Devin Dobie in third at 62 points behind, Max Stambaugh in fourth at 67 points behind, Tyler Rankin in fifth at 83 points behind the lead. For the Great Lakes Super Sprints, we have Max Stambaugh in first in points, Phil Gressman currently second at 49 points behind, Tyler Rankin in third at 185 points behind, Dustin Daggett in fourth at 260 points behind, and Brad Lamberson in fifth at 269 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the ASCS National Tour in action. May 26th at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas. 28 cars for the event. Quick time went to Jace Park at 15.446 seconds. Key race winners include Austin McCarl, Jack Dover, and Landon Britt. Seth Bergman and Sawyer Phillips would line up on the front row for the main event. Austin McCarl would go on to pick up the win, with Jack Dover in second, Seth Bergman in third, Blake Hahn in fourth, and Colton Hardy in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Matt Covington, going plus 13, 19th, 6th. Next night, the ASCS Sprints were back in action at Lake Ozark Speedway in Missouri on May 27th. 32 cars for the event. Quick time went to Blake Hahn at 12.389 seconds. Heat race winners include Matt Covington, Howard Moore, Seth Bergman, Joe B. Miller. In the main event, we had Joe B. Miller and Howard Moore on the front row. Joe B. Miller would go on to pick up the win. Jason Martin in second, Seth Bergman in third, Landon Britt in fourth, Howard Moore in fifth. Miles Paulus would go on to pick up hard charger, going plus 11, 18th to 7th. Next night, ASCS Sprints back in action at Lake Ozark Speedway for night 2 on May 28th. 18 cars for the event. Joe B. Miller would go quick time at 12.428 seconds. Heat race winners would include Colton Hardy, Jason Martin, and Jace Park. Blake Hahn and Jason Martin lined up on the front row for the main event. Jason Martin would go on to pick up the win. Blake Hahn in second, Seth Bergman in third, Miles Paulus in fourth, Jordan Mollett in fifth. Jordan Mollett would be hard charger, plus 16, 21st to 5th. So after the weekend, the ASCS National Sprint Tour, current point standing, Seth Bergman currently in first, Jason Martin in second at 21 points behind, Matt Covington in third at 123 points behind, Landon Britt in fourth at 139 points behind, Brandon Anderson fifth at 167 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the USCS Sprints in action at Lexington 104 Speedway in Tennessee on May 26th. Key race winners include Dale Howard, Ryan Harrison, Terry Witherspoon. Derek Hager would go on to pick up the win that night. Dale Howard in second, Ryan Harrison in third, Carson Short in fourth, and Terry Gray in fifth. Next night, the USCS Sprints were in action at Riverside International Speedway in Arkansas on May 27th. Heat race winners include Lance Moss, Tucker Bolton, Cody Adams, and Landon Crawley. Derek Hager would go on to pick up two in a row, with Cody Adams in second, Terry Gray in third, Brad Bowden in fourth, and Marshall Skinner in fifth. Next night, the USCS finished out their weekend at Old Number 1 Speedway in Arkansas on May 28th. Heat race winners included Derek Hager, Dwayne White, Brad Bowden, Dale Howard. For the main event, Derek Hager would go on to pick up his third in a row, sweeping the weekend, with Dale Howard in second, Marshall Skinner in third, Hayden Martin in fourth, Chase Howard and fifth. So after the weekend for the USCS sprints, current point standings is Terry Gray in first, Lance Moss in second at 76 points behind, Jeff Willingham in third at 270 points behind, Gavin Bichelle in fourth at 754 points behind, and Danny Smith still hanging in there at fifth in points at 992 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the SCCT Sprint Car Challenge Tour, Marysville Raceway in California on May 27th. Andy Forsberg would go on to pick up the win that night, with Shane Golubic in second, Justin Cox in third, Gage Garcia in fourth, and Michael Vicento in fifth. Hard Charger went to Shane Hopkins, plus 18, 24th to 6th. So after the event, Justin Cox takes over the points lead. Shane Golubic, currently second in points at 8 points behind. Caleb Montgomery in third at 39 points behind. Dylan Bluefield in fourth at 40 points behind. And Jake Morgan, in fifth at 55 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the Empire Super Sprints in action at Brewerton Speedway in Brewerton, New York on May 26th. Heat race winners include Jeff Cook, Matt Tanner, Larry Wright, Jason Barney. Danny Vering would go on to pick up the win. Jonathan Preston in second, Larry Wright in third, Jason Barney in fourth, Chuck Hebring in fifth. Hard Charger for the night was Jordan Poirier, go plus 10, 19th to 9th. Next night, the Empire Super Sprints were back in action at Fulton Speedway in New York. Heat race winners for the night include Jordan Poirier, Danny Vering, Matt Farnham, and Kelly Hebring. For the main event, Sammy Reeks the fourth would go on to pick up the win. Jordan Poirier in second, Dylan Swernick in third, Larry Wright in fourth, and Jonathan Preston in fifth. Hard Charger for the night was Sean Donath going plus 14, 21st to 7th. So following the weekend for the Empire Super Sprints, current point standings is Danny Vering in first, Jordan Poirier in second, 3 points behind, Jason Barney in third at 52 points behind, Dylan Swernick in fourth at 58 points behind, Sean Donath in fifth at 59 points behind the lead. Next up, we had Jackson Motorplex in action with 360s. Aaron Reitzel would go on to pick up the win that night with Chase Randall in second, Chris Martin in third, Caleb Johnson in fourth, Brooke Tatnall in fifth. Last one we had for the 360s is Knoxville had 360s alongside the 410s there on May 27th. Skipped over that one earlier. Picked that one up here. At 42 cars for that event, Jamie Ball went quick time at 16.824 seconds. Heat race winners include Sammy Swindell, Clint Garner, Brooke Tatnall, and Chase Randall. Tyler Grunendike and Garrett Williamson would line up on the front row for the main event. Aaron Reitzel would go on to pick up the win, with Garrett Williamson in second, Chase Randall in third, Caleb Johnson in fourth, Jamie Ball in fifth. Hard Charger was Kelby Watt going plus 11, 21st to 10th. Moving on to non-wing action, we had the USAC 410s in action, Circle City Raceway on May 25th. That fall in our last episode, we covered night one, this would be night two. Quick time for that night was Justin Grant at 12.255 seconds. Heat race winners include Emerson Axum, Brady Bacon, Charles Davis Jr., and Matt Westfall. Robert Blue and Kyle Cummins would line up on the front row for the main event. Kyle Cummins would go on to pick up the win with Jake Swanson in second, Brady Bacon in third, Emerson Axum in fourth, and Matt Westfall in fifth. Chase Stockton would go hard charger plus 11, 18th to 7th. So after the events there at Circle City for USAC 410s, Kyle Cummins currently in first in points. Brady Bacon in second at 22 points behind. CJ Leary in third at 32 points behind. Jake Swanson in fourth at 42 points behind. Justin Grant currently fifth in points at 49 points behind the lead. Moving on to Power Eye War Series sprints, they were in action at Lake Ozark Speedway on May 27th. Had Xavier Doney and Jack Wagner, heat race winners for the night. For the main event, had Xavier Doney and Corey Schutte line up on the front row. Xavier Doney would go on to pick up the win, with Corey Schutte finishing second, Jack Wagner in third, Tyler Hulse in fourth, Craig Carroll in fifth. Jason Billups would go hard charger plus 4, 12th to 8th. Next night for the Power Eye War Series, they were in action at Double X Speedway in Missouri on May 28th. Heat race winners that night include Wesley Smith and Quentin Benson. Front row for the main event was Corey Schutte and Wesley Smith. Quentin Benson would go on to pick up the win. Wesley Smith in second, Jack Wagner in third, Xavier Doney in fourth, Riley Kreisel fifth. Hard charger for the night was Stephen Russell, going plus 8, 15th to 7th. After the weekend for the Power Eye War Series, their current point standings, Jack Wagner in first, Xavier Doney in second at 60 points behind, Wesley Smith in third at 80 points behind, Samuel Wagner in fourth at 150 points behind, Corey Schutte in fifth in points at 200 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the MSCS sprints in action at Bloomington Speedway on May 26th. Heat race winners include Kyle Cummins, Dave Darlin, Brady Short, Brandon Maddox, Charles Davis Jr. Brady Short would go on to pick up the win that night, with Kyle Cummins coming in second, Charles Davis Jr. in third, Jeff Ensign in fourth, and Braden Fox round out the top five. Next night for the MSCS sprints, they were at Lincoln Park Speedway on May 27th. Heat race winners include Thomas Meserol, Chase Stockton, Zach Pretorius, and Jane Rogers. For the main event, it was Thomas Meserol going on the pick up the win that night. Jaden Rogers in second, Brandon Maddox in third, Chase Stockton in fourth, and Ty Mojico in fifth. Next night, MSCS sprints move on to Tri-State Speedway in Hobstad, Indiana, May 28th. Heat race winners include Kyle Cummins, Brady Short, and Dazen Pursley. Kyle Cummins would go on to pick up the win that night, Brady Short in second, Critter Malone in third, Carson Garrett in fourth, Kendall Rubel in fifth. So after the weekend's events, current MSCS point standings is Brady Short in first, Chase Stockton in second at 21 points behind, Dazen Pursley third at 32 points behind, fourth is Colin Ambrose at 69 points behind, Sam Scott in fifth at 70 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the USAC Silver Crown cars in action at Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park in Brownsburg, Indiana. That being on May 26th. Bobby Santos would go quick time, a combined time of 41.726 seconds. He would go on to pick up the win for the main event, with Logan Seavey in second, Tyler Rourke in third, Derek Brzeczek in fourth, Taylor Ferns in fifth. Brian Gosel, we got a hard charger, plus 16, 27th to 11th. So after the event, Logan Seavey, currently first in points. Cody Swanson, currently second, 24 points behind, tied at 24 with Taylor Ferns. Tyler Roerig in fourth at 34 points behind. And Kaylee Bryson, currently fifth in points, at 43 points behind the lead. Next up, we have the non-wing 410s at Paragon Speedway in Paragon, Indiana on May 27th. Quick time went to Jake Swanson at 15.148 seconds. Heat race winners include Dickie Gaines, Jordan Kinzer, Jake Scott, Kyle Shipley. Charles Davis Jr. and Kyle Shipley would line up on the front row for the main event. Jordan Kinzer would go on to pick up the win, with Jake Swanson in second, Cody Trammell in third, Jake Scott in fourth, and Charles Davis Jr. in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Michael Clark on plus 10, 19th to 9th. Current point standings, Paragon is Jake Scott in first, Ryan Thomas in second, 60 points behind. Tony Hilton in third at 148 points behind. Sterling Kling in fourth at 154 points behind. Nathan Seeley in fifth at 155 points behind the lead. So that does it for the results from this past week's race in action. Next, we'll look ahead to the calendar to see what races we have coming up over the next week. So the World of Outlaws will be back in action June 2nd at River City Speedway in North Dakota. And then follow that on Saturday, June 3rd at Ogilvy Raceway in Ogilvy, Minnesota. The All-Star Circuit Champions will be in action for two nights with the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series up in Wisconsin. The first night on June 2nd will be at Dodge County Speedway. Up in Wisconsin, and then the Plymouth Dirt Track on June 3rd, also up there in Wisconsin. The High Limit Racing Series will be back in action Tuesday, June 6th at Eagle Raceway. Fast on Dirt Series will be in action June 2nd at Circle City Raceway in Indiana. And then follow that next night on June 3rd at Montpelier Motor Speedway. The OVSCA Sprints will be in action Saturday, June 3rd at Atomic Speedway. The NARC 410 King of the West Series will be in action at Placerville Speedway on Saturday, June 3rd. And then we have the Moto Sprints on June 2nd at Tri-City Speedway. Moving on to weekly 410 winged action. On Thursday, June 1st, we have BAPS. On Friday, June 2nd, we have Attica, Williams Grove, Lernerville. And on Saturday, June 3rd, we have Fremont, Sharon, Wayne County, Lincoln, Port Royal, and Knoxville. On Sunday, June 4th, Houston's. Moving on to 360 Series. For the Great Lakes Super Sprints, they're back in action, I-96 Speedway for a two-night event on June 2nd and 3rd. ASCS National Tour will be in action June 2nd at Outlaw Motor Speedway and on June 3rd at Caney Valley Speedway. USCS Sprints will be in action for a three-day weekend, first at North Alabama Speedway on June 1st. Hattiesburg Speedway on June 2nd, and Why Not Motorsports Park on June 3rd. Sprint Car Challenge Tour will be in action Friday, June 2nd at Placerville Speedway. Then we have the Empire Sprints at Albany Saratoga Speedway on Friday, June 2nd. and at Orange County Fair Speedway on Saturday, June 3rd. Moving on to the non-wing series, we have the USAC National 410 Sprints in action at Knoxville Raceway for a two-night event on June 2nd and June 3rd for the Corn Belt Nationals. Then we have the MSCS Sprints alongside the USAC National Midgets on Sunday, June 4th. That being at Hobstadt Speedway, Tri-State Speedway in Hobstadt, Indiana. USAC National Midgets go on for their Indiana Midget Week. From there, going on to Circle City Raceway on Monday, June 5th. Then it looks like Gas City I-69 Speedway, June 7th. Lincoln Park Speedway, June 8th. Bloomington Speedway, June 9th. Lawrenceburg Speedway on June 10th. And Kokomo Speedway, June 11th. That going into the next weekend there. For the Extreme Outlaw Midgets, they're back in action Thursday, June 1st. Tri-City Speedway in Granite City, Illinois. Then next night they're in action June 2nd at Wayne County Speedway in Illinois. And also Saturday, June 3rd, also at Wayne County Speedway in Illinois. So a couple items to note with the schedule. Again, as I mentioned, Indiana Midget Week coming up over the next week. So should be an exciting time there. Also, we have Western PA Sprint Speed Week over the next week. Kind of touched on that on some of the weekly action tracks. But to expand on that for the bigger picture, the race, first night of that last night at Knox Raceway on May 31st. Figured I'd hold the results till next episode. Try to keep all the results from that together on next week's. So I raced there last night, and then May 1st tonight, they'll be at Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. On June 2nd at Lernerville, June 3rd at Sharon Speedway, and June 4th at Tri-City Raceway. So look forward to that. Should be a lot of good racing action over the next week. Again, with those series moving through and a lot of race and action planned for that time frame. With that, making it through this week, sinuses and all, that is the schedule over the next week. So looking forward to all those events. Hoping to get out there and see some race and action, and hope you all do too as well. So with that, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast for this week. So again, social media with the new Twitter account there. I'm enjoying that. So follow us there at Slider Insider PC. Again, that for Slider Insider Podcast. So we'll go ahead and wrap things up there. For this week's episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. As always, my name is Sean. I've been your host, and look forward to seeing you all next week.